You're listening to R&IB Connect Radio, and today we're joined by illustrator and painter Chris Webb to discuss his work, his life, and his personal sight loss journey. Thank you very much for joining us, Chris. So let's start at the beginning, shall we? When did sight loss first appear in your life?
So sight loss appeared 12 years ago, whilst I was actually still working in a hospital as a radiographer. I had a sudden drop in vision whilst I was doing my work. 12 years on, I'm now severely sight impaired, and the condition that I have is in both eyes, and it's chronic central serous retinopathy. And it's been a very interesting journey in terms of how I've coped mentally, and my art is crucial to that, in that I started it 10 years ago, 2 years after starting to lose my sight, as a means to relax, and it just went on from there.
Well, I found you on Instagram after seeing some of your art, which is great, by the way. I really like it. What made you pick, you know, painting and illustrating rather than, like you say, something more digital?
So I literally started out by grabbing a sketchbook and walking the streets of Portsmouth and sketching whatever I could see, buildings, architecture, people. The painting came a bit later. When I started to lose more sight and I became registered as partially sighted, I started to think that I wouldn't be able to draw forever. And as I enjoyed my art so much, what could I do to adapt it? And so the painting and the abstract impressionist stuff came out of that. And I decided that could I actually paint how I see and how I see the world. Could I actually reflect that in my paintings? And then I started to do that quite a bit until a couple of years ago, I used painting as a cathartic release. So I used it as a kind of a personal journal without words, and I could just do some abstract work and put my feelings down on the canvas, and it actually worked. So whenever I had a bad day, I'd paint something. If I had a really good day, I'd paint something. And it just went on like that. And now I've done about 1,400 of them.
Yes, it's a good way of putting it. So when you were in the first half of that answer that you mentioned about painting things the way that you see them, how did people who were fully sighted react and respond to those pictures when they saw them?
I think one of the things that came across, either they knew about my sight loss or they didn't, it didn't really matter. But one of the things they said was they hadn't really seen anyone paint like this before. And I think that was mainly because I was literally creating my own style and I was creating my own way of doing things without really being influenced by anyone. So I was just literally experimenting. I think when it comes to sight loss, as you know, a lot of sighted people don't always know what to say because it could be a little bit awkward. But basically, I think with the paintings, it formed a kind of way for people to talk about it more and not feel awkward. And a lot of my stuff is very colourful. Even though I've lost a lot of colour vision, I still absolutely make them really colourful.
Do you think that sight people doing that and people with sight loss as well, but being able to, do you think it sort of opens up conversations? I mean, we know that art can educate people as well as sort of, you know, be aesthetically pleasing.
It definitely has. I haven't always used my sight loss as a big banner in front of my art. I haven't always done that. I've tried to do my own journey, and then usually it's, by the way, I'm partially sighted, or by the way, I'm legally blind, as time has gone on. Certain projects have been informed by the sight loss, and I have actually engaged with issues that people with sight loss have. I did a painting in 2018, which was called I Can Hear You, which was in reflection of me standing at crossings and people talking about me out loud as if I couldn't hear them as well as see them very well. So I had to do a painting on that, and that got exhibited in London. That is probably the only time that I've absolutely engaged with the subject of sight loss. I I've been running an art group for 7 years, and one of my recent aims has been to invite visually impaired people out with the sighted people. And my whole secret purpose of that, well, no longer secret because we're talking about it now, is that I wanted to mix visually impaired people with sighted people. I didn't want them to be segregated into different groups. I wanted people to see how sight impaired people paint, and how we're all very similar, really, apart from the fact that some can see better than others. So I wanted to kind of bring that together, and I've done that recently by inviting one of my friends out to my group, and that for me was a real triumph.
That's great to hear. That's such a cool initiative to get everybody in the same room and get people talking. So, as well as the art that you post on your social media and the art that you create, something that I've noticed on Instagram in particular is the some kind of focus on mental health. And you talked earlier about cathartic release through your art. And I'm wondering what relationship you have with well-being and how important your art is to your well-being.
So I'm a great believer in self-care, and I think everybody, whether they're sighted or sight impaired, needs to look after their mental health and administer some self-care. And I think art is a really good relaxing therapeutic thing to do for anybody. And I think the cathartic release was definitely to do with that. I literally did not know what to do with myself. The evening I started it, I absolutely felt terrible. And I just sat at my art desk, and I just came up with this idea, and I thought, you know what? It doesn't matter what I do, because it's not the end result, it's the process. So if I sit here for an hour and do an abstract painting, it doesn't matter if anyone sees it or not. The fact that I've done it, and I've grounded myself, and I've concentrated on the painting rather than my thoughts, and it worked. So basically, that was the start of that project.
It was really interesting to hearing you talk about it doesn't really matter what the piece of art looks like at the end. It's the fact that you've done it. And you hear people talking a lot about the fact that you don't have to be good at your hobbies, whether it be knitting or trying to go for a run or creating a piece of art. It's the fact that you've actually applied yourself and you've done it, and it's the experience of doing it rather than the finished product almost.
That's right. And I actually I do convey that to my art group that I've been running for 7 years. And also I tell them at the beginning, I say, right, so this is about the 2 hours and the journey and the process. Not at the end, we will probably show each other our art if we want to, but you don't have to. You can put your sketchbook away and hide it if you want to. But basically, I do encourage people to share. So basically, it's a very, very relaxed 2 hours.
So, what would be your advice? We're running out of time, unfortunately, Chris, but what would be your advice for somebody who's maybe just starting out on their sight loss journey?
I would say that there's two things which inspire me. It's my art and doing art, and then being outside with nature. And I think those two things are really important for anyone's mental health, and how you want to enjoy those, whether you want to capture them by drawing or painting or by collage or whatever. Or recording sounds as an art form. I think you basically just need to have something that helps you be distracted, become grounded, and those anxious and horrible moments will pass during those processes, and you'll feel a lot better.
That's great advice. Thank you, Chris. Where can we find you online if people want to check out your work?
My website is www.chriswebartist.com. And then a lot of my tags on Instagram, Twitter, and things like that are at Chris Webb Artist.
Great stuff. Well, listen, it's been fascinating to talk to you, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me. It's been great.